Vate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jai. This is text number 6. Maitreya Vacha Tada Sarvani Bhutani Shutva Madhu Tama Uditam Padittushta Atmabi Tata Sadhu Sadhu Viti Atta Abrahman Maitreya Uvacha Tada Sarvani Bhutani Shutva Madush Tamuditam Padittushtatma Bistata Sadhu Sadhu Itta Bhruvan Maitreya Uvacha Tada Sarvani Bhutani Shutva Madushtanoditam Parituṣṭātma Bhistata Sadhu Sadhu Itta Bhravan. Go ahead. Maitreya Uvacha Tada Sarvani Bhutani Maitreya Vacha Sarvani Bhutani Noditam Parishtushtatmi Vadu Swadu Itabhutam Maitreya Vacha Tata Sarvani Bhutani Pradishtastadivishtada Sadhu Sadhu Itita Buddham Tata Sarvani Bhutani Shutva Madhushtamoditam Padishtushtatma Bhistata Sadhu Sadhu Ityata Buddham Maitreya Uvacha Tada Sarvani Bhutani Madhushtamoditam Paristustatmabhistata. Sadhu, sadhu, ityasya bravam. Ladies, any ladies? Maitreya Vacha. Tada sarvani bhutani. Shutva madushtad moditam. Maitreya, the sage Maitreya, Vacha said, Tada, at that time, Sarvani, all Bhutani personalities, Shutva, after hearing, Madhutama, the best of the benedictions. Best of the benedictors, Lord Shiva, Uditam, spoken by, Paritushta, being satisfied, Atmabhi, by heart and soul, Tata, my dear Vidura, Sadhu, sadhu, well done, well done. Iti thus, atta abruvan, as we have said. So this is fourth canto, chapter 7, text number 6. The great sage Maitreya said, can you repeat? My dear Vidura, all the personalities present were very much satisfied to hear and in heart and soul upon hearing the words of Lord Shiva, who is the best among the benedictors. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In this verse, Lord Shiva is described as Madhustama, the best of the benedictors. He is also known as Ashutosha, which indicates that he is very quickly satisfied and very quickly angered. It is said in Bhagavad Gita that less intelligent persons go to the demigods for material benedictions. In this connection, people generally go to Lord Shiva, and because he is always quickly satisfied and gives benedictions to his devotees without consideration, he is called Madhustama, or the best among the benedictors. Materialistic persons are always anxious to get material profit, but they are but not serious about spiritual profit. Sometimes, of course, it so happens that Lord Shiva becomes the best benedictor in spiritual life. It is said that once a poor brahmana worshipped Lord Shiva for a benediction, and Lord Shiva advised the devotee to go see Sanatan Goswami. The devotee went to Sanatan Goswami and informed him that Lord Shiva had advised him to seek out the best benediction from him, Sanatana. Sanatana had a touchstone with him, which he kept in the garbage. On the request of the poor brahmana, Sanatana gave him that touchstone, and the brahmana was very happy to have it. Now he could get as much gold as he desired simply by touching the touchstone to iron. But after he left Sanatana, he thought, if a touchstone is the best benediction, why has Sanatana Goswami kept it in the garbage? He therefore returned and asked Sanatana Goswami, Sir, if this is the best benediction, why did you keep it with the garbage? Sanatana Goswami then informed him, Actually, this is not the best benediction. But are you prepared to take the best benediction from me? The Brahmin said, Yes, sir. Lord Shiva has sent me to you for the best benediction. Then Sanatana Goswami asked him to throw the touchstone in the water nearby and come back. The poor Brahmana did so, and when he returned, Sanatana Goswami initiated him with the Hare Krishna mantra. Thus, by the benediction of Lord Shiva, the Brahmana got the association of the best devotee of Lord Krishna and was thus initiated in the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare. Om Agana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sabadutam Padijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha. So I'm happy to be here after a long time in Hare Krishna land. Last night I came in for darshan and I thought I would pray to the deities, but I got so bewildered by all the improvements and beauty that I couldn't think of anything. Seriously. The Sringasan and all these paintings up here and how the dioramas are all fixed up. So that's how our movement is supposed to be and our spiritual lives are supposed to be. Dynamic. Prabhupada said we are ecstatic, not static. Static means staying in one place. We are dynamic. We are moving. It's a movement. We're supposed to be moving, right? We don't come here to stay and just sit down and sit around. It's a movement. We're supposed to be moving. We're supposed to be pushing on, preaching, opening new temples, increasing old temples, making new devotees. And as individually, we're supposed to be advancing in our spirit, preaching and taste for the holy name, all these things. So we pray for those things, and then Krishna empowers devotees to make things happen. We all know how this place started, and I was here when this temple first opened. I never saw the old situation. There wasn't very many devotees here, and not so many people were coming in that first year, but they started coming. The number of life members doubled in 1 year once the temple opened. Because people know you're really doing something. And then everything is increased, everything is getting fixed up. Book distribution and the kirtans. So that's what we want. And we want to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and get the real benediction. So according to this, there's nothing further to be gained for us. According to Bhaktivinod Thakur, according to the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says that one thinks there's nothing further to be gained. We already have everything. But we want to still gain more love for Krishna, more service for Krishna. This Brahman was fortunate. Lord Shiva he's the best of the Vaishnavas. So if someone is sincerely wants Krishna, then he'll make that arrangement. But he also benedicts anyone, you know, that whatever they want. So many, many people worship Shiva. And when Giriraj Swami, he went first, or maybe it was Madras. And so there was one of the more influential men. He was a big Shaivite. And he couldn't, Giriraj Swami was unable to defeat him. So when Prabhupada came, he took Prabhupada to him. And the man asked him, can't you worship Lord Shiva for, you know, for spiritual? And Prabhupada said, yes, but practically no one is. Almost everyone that worships Lord Shiva, they want material. And then the man was defeated, because that's a fact. Somehow or other, people don't know that they want to think that he's the supreme. And they want to get money and fame and power. Yasho Dehi, Janam Dehi, Danam Dehi. They worship Parvati, Durga, and Shiva. They're bewildered. But Shiva will, he helped many of us. He associates with the Tamagun people. Not that he's in Tamagun, but he wants to elevate them. That's his causeless mercy. So we saw in many of the, like in the early days of the movement, you see that diorama. The hippies, they were like imitating what people, they didn't even heard of Lord Shiva, but still they're imitating. Long hair and unclean and taking intoxication. And people, they misunderstand Lord Shiva. He's always with Parvati. So they think that it's some sort of mundane relationship. But we read in Srimad Bhagavatam or in the Puranas, she's always inquiring from him on spiritual matters, very deep, deep spiritual matters for the benefit of everyone. And he's instructing her. He's preaching, and he's preaching about Krishna and worship of Krishna and worship of the devotees. Or Vishnu, devotees of Vishnu, but ultimately Krishna. So we don't need anything else. We have the holy name, the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. And if we're, the more we're desiring to give that to others, and the more, of course we have Srila Prabhupada's books, and we have temples, and we have association with devotees. Everything is, but it's all centered around the holy name. That's what makes it all relishable. So the more we want to give that, the more Krishna will give us facility to give it. And we just have to try to get it more and more also. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying, Kabe habe bolo sedi namar. Aparada Gucci, Shudanamaruchi, Kripa Bolo Habe, Ridaya Sanchar. When will that day be mine when the offenses are ceasing and then I'll get more taste for the holy name? Taste for the holy name is a very advanced stage. Most of us have come to some level of nishta, steady practices, you know, right? We go to Mangalarti, we chant our rounds, and we only take prasadam, you know. But ruchi, taste, means never, cannot stop chanting. But most of us, we find it quite easy to stop chanting. As soon as the phone rings or anything else comes, we can stop. So we pray. We have to keep in mind that we want that. We want total surrender, absolute surrender to Krishna, to be just puppets, instruments in the hands of Krishna. So in that same song, Kabe Abibolo, he's saying, Kabe Nichananda, Mora Kore Doya, Nija Mora, Diya Mora Nija, Vishaya Ramaya. When will I get the mercy of Lord Nichananda? And then, Charebe More, Charanarachaya, get the lotus feet. When I get to the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nichananda, then that Vishaya Ramaya, then he'll get me out of Maya. Can't get ourselves out, right? Most people think they can. I'll do it myself. I can get out. But we can't even get around the Bombay without a map. Nowadays, even the taxi drivers in Japan especially, but many places, they in their car they have these navigators, you know. It's all computerized, satellite, and you just say, I want to go to Juhu Hare Krishna Temple, and it'll light up and show you the roads and show you where the traffic jams are and tell you turn right ahead. And otherwise you can't find your way somewhere. You have to ask somebody just to get around, even to get around this complex, right? We have to have signs and everything. I'm sure I get lost, many people do. But to get out of Maya. But Krishna can take you right out. He can, if anyone really wants to get out, then in Lord Nichananda, he'll take anyone out. He doesn't discriminate. So then what happens when you get out of Maya? Then the last verse of that line is, the last line is, Namere hatete dibyadikar. Then Lord Nichananda will give us the power, and the privilege is actually translated to preach the glories of the holy name. So Prabhupada is very kind, and anyone who joins ISKCON immediately is authorized to preach the glories of the holy name, give Srimad Bhagavatam to people. These are not ordinary activities. It's not something we have to do, as, like if we have a job, but it's a great privilege, a great unbelievable opportunity, because doing that is chanting Hare Krishna itself is totally auspicious. Srimad Bhagavatam is, you know, Idam Bhagavatam Nama Purana Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakada Bhagavan Rishi Nishaya Saya Lokasya Danyam Shwastayana Mahat. It is purely spiritual, and it's spoken by Vyasadeva in his maturity after he understood everything, got everything right. Then it is is good for everyone, ultimate good for everyone, and is all auspicious and good for everyone. So even having it is good. Lord Chaitanya told Devananda Pandit that any house where the Bhagavatam is kept, that nothing inauspicious can happen. Of course, keeping the Bhagavatam means reading it, really, you know. But even if someone just has it, that's good. It's still beneficial. It has power. I had an interesting... we used to always say that when I was first devotee, that, because many people say they don't read, right? That it doesn't matter if you don't read this book. It's still good. And a few years ago, I was in Greece, and one very nice boy said that. I said, it doesn't matter. You know, this book has good vibrations, and even if you don't read it, it's good. So he bought it. And I woke up. But when I was in Israel, I met the rabbi from this Kabbalah. It's a mystical Judaism. So he gave me a present, which was a set of their books. It's this huge box of 30 books or something, in a language that nobody even knows, and that particular one he gave me. But he said, it doesn't matter that this book, you know, is good, has good vibes. It's beneficial to just have it. Then I thought, yeah, the Bhagavatam is like that. But we shouldn't think that I don't have to read it, you know, I just have it. We want to read it. Then it's really beneficial. We want to read it. We want to apply it in our lives. And then it's all auspicious for everyone. But what to speak if you're giving out something that's so good for everyone, then you're much more charitable than Bill Gates, right? He's being promoted, you know, as the most charitable person in history. Of course, they don't know about King Nirga or, you know, those people, right, that gave away, you know, more than anybody could even imagine thinking it's available on the whole planet. But someone who's giving Srimad Bhagavatam, who's giving the holy name, that is the topmost welfare work. Bhuvigrinantaye, Buddhida Janaha, that is the most magnanimous, who's, you know, Tavakatamrita, Tapta Jivanam, giving this Krishna Katha to the souls who are burning up in this material world. Shabana Mangala, Srimad Atatam, it is all auspicious, and this is done by the great souls, and then whoever's doing that is Bodhida, Bodhida Janaha. He's the most magnanimous person. He's the most charitable person. Because that's really good for people. It's not just temporary good. Of course, some people think, well, yogis or Vaishnavas, they don't care about anybody's material welfare, but they don't understand that Krishna is the supreme controller, and when people are worshipping Krishna and living properly, then the material world will go better. There won't be so much curable diseases. There won't be so many demons taking birth, because they don't want to come to a place that's full of devotees. Right? The demons... I was reading, you know, because every day if we open the internet, we see these weather reports, and, you know, there's a big earthquake here, and there's a hurricane there, and there's, you know, unprecedented winds blowing here, and floods and droughts, right? Then I was reading Srimad Bhagavatam about the birth of Hiranyakasipu. And it was exactly like that, you know. It became dark in the whole universe even, and there were huge earthquakes all over, and, you know, all these things. And then it says that this is this, what happens when demons are taking birth. This is, so it must mean that there's a lot of demons taking birth now. It's a nice place for them, right? So many slaughterhouses, so many wars, and so many, you know, everything illicit. You know, they can do it now on the virtual internet. You can do everything. You don't even have to go out and do it. So, but if there's more and more, they don't come to the places where everyone's chanting Hare Krishna. They don't. There's nothing for them to do there. They don't like it. They run away. The world becomes joyful when they hear the holy name of Krishna, but the demons flee. So we have a big mission to understand this, that nothing is more valuable than the holy name of the Lord. So if someone does approach Shiva for that purpose, Lord Chaitanya, when he traveled, and he certainly honored all the Shiva temples, demigod temples, but not to pray that they're the Supreme Lord and give him a good wife or anything, give him money. Real prosperity means to be happy, not just to have things, not just to be rich, right? Many rich people are not very happy, right? Isn't it? Poor people might not know that. But, in America, the richest doctors probably are the psychiatrists. And they're supported mainly by rich people. If they want to help poor people, they have to do volunteer work. They don't get paid very, they have to work for the government and get paid very low. But if they have a rich client, they can charge him any amount of money. And it's even prestigious for very rich people to go to the psychiatrist. You know, they buy all the expensive medicine. doesn't necessarily make one happy. But if someone is rich and he's living a Krishna conscious life and he's using everything he has for Krishna, then he can be very happy, of course. Otherwise, they might think they're happy because they can go anywhere, they can buy anything, right? They can get any kind of food they want, you know. But that's not real happiness. So devotees don't ask for that. Devotees ask for the holy name, praying. And when we chant the holy name, we're praying for service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's my dear Lord, please let me serve you. We want to be humble servants of the Lord. Then one can be very happy. Like the other day I went to one man. He's very friendly always. He likes to have me come. He'll talk about Krishna for. And he's one of these guys that promises so many things and never gives anything. So for a little while we used to think, you know, he's going to give it. But I just realized, you know, maybe eventually he'll give something. I don't expect anything. So the previous time he had promised to buy me a new, give me a first class phone, you know. He said, my son has one he's not using. I'll give it to you. And then he didn't give it. He said, next time. You know. So when I went back, and I was in a really big hurry, and I didn't expect anything. I just came to give him what he likes, cow dung for his garden. And I just kind of joked. I said, what about that phone? He said, oh, my son. He said, I'll give you money. And he did. Much more money than I needed for any phone I would buy. I was shocked. And he did it like instantly. See, if we're expecting a lot, then even we get something, we'll think, well, it's not enough. But if we're not expecting anything, then whatever you get, you become very happy. So many people are, it comes ultimately to the point what they call depression, you know, nowadays, famous condition. They sell so much medicine. People aren't getting what they want. There was actually a song when in the hippie time before I joined. Manic depression, it was called. I know what I want, but I don't know how to get it. You know, I might as well kill myself. You know, I want, yeah, right, yeah, you know. Fortunately, we were saved to find out what we should want is Krishna. Because people want too much. So even sometimes people come to Krishna consciousness, but they're expecting some kind of very quick something, you know, either prestige or, you know, rise up to some position, or some people think they're going to get rich, or, you know, or they're going to become like Narada Muni, or they're going to be the biggest preacher. It doesn't always happen so fast. And Rupa Goswami says, you know, utsaha nischayat dharyat, you know, patience. Just enthusiasm, but if we don't have any determination, so when it gets a little hard, we quit, it won't get much. And if we don't have any patience, we think, well, I've been doing this for a week now, and I still have, you know, I'm still not blissful all the time. And we might give it up. And people go into all kinds of things like that. They love it at first and they're expecting something and then they don't get it and they get mad. Marriage, any kinds of relationships, great expectations. You want too much. You don't have any patience. Don't have any realistic views. So we need to understand scripture, understand the process, and be patient. That devotee, what was his name? Mukunda, associate of Lord Chaitanya. Somehow or other, he was attending Mayavadi talks or something. And Lord Chaitanya got upset with him. And he said, I don't want to ever see him again. Tell him, stay away. So he was very depressed, and all the devotees were very upset, feeling compassion for this devotee. And they were begging Lord Chaitanya, please, 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 you know, don't deny him your association, because for a devotee, that's the worst thing, you know. When Ramananda Roy said the worst suffering is to be out of the association of devotees, worse than being in a cage of fire or being in a cage with a tiger. So Lord Chaitanya said, all right, tell him that after millions of lifetimes, you know, he can see me again. So they went out and told him, and they came back in, and Lord Chaitanya said, "What? How did he react to that message?" They said he was in ecstasy. He was dancing in ecstasy to think, I'm going to be able to see the Lord. Only millions of lifetimes. Because he knew the value of meeting Lord Chaitanya, so he thought waiting millions of lifetimes is all right. Right? So Lord Chaitanya was very happy, and he called him in. And he said, I was just joking when I said that. That's it. Lord Chaitanya is joking and, you know, serious. So we want to be patient, but we already have the greatest benediction. What we want to do now is learn how to appreciate it and how to take advantage of it. The best way to do that is to distribute it. I found two or three places in Prabhupada's lectures, maybe in letters, where he was asked how to control the mind. And he said that to be always thinking of how to distribute the holy name to others. Because of Mayavadi conditioning and things we've heard, sometimes people think controlling the mind means to turn it off. You know, right? Put it away somewhere. Don't think anymore. Keep it in the dark, you know. But it means to, just like when you're driving the car, if it's in the garage, in one sense you're controlling it, but when you're driving it, that's when you control it, you know, and then it goes, you use it. You go left or right or slow or fast or back. So we want to utilize the mind, but to control it means to keep it in line, keep it doing something useful. So that means keep it busy with the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. A touchstone is, everybody knows what a touchstone is, right? I don't think there's any around. If there's any around, nobody knows where they are. It means it turns things to metal to gold, you know, just by touching it, rubbing it. So, but here it was considered that the holy name is much more valuable. So we should understand that. Sometimes we think if I had lots of gold, then I could really preach. But until Krishna gives me the gold and the position and, you know, what I need, then, you know, I can't preach. Right? But many people have lots of gold, and even devotees who were preaching very nicely. And because they preached very nicely and got close to Krishna, did tapasya, they got some gold and they got some position, and then they got puffed up and they didn't preach anymore. Whereas somebody who's very simple and humble, he may be preaching and preaching for, you know, not even want to go back to God, he want to keep preaching. We don't need, you know, any special facility to preach the holy name. But Krishna can give that also. And we just have to be careful to make sure that the holy name is the most important thing. Nothing else can save us from any danger. Only Krishna can save us. Krishna comes in Kali Yuga Kali Yuga avatar is the holy name. That's how Krishna comes. People might ask, well, yada yada yadharmasya, you know, glani bhavati bharata. Why doesn't he come? You know, the world is full of irreligion, right? Isn't it? It's everywhere. Even in Bombay, in India, you people are young, but when I came the first time, India, 1975, you know, you didn't see very many beer shops and whiskey shops and McDonald's. Even the cigarette, I didn't see a cigarette hoarding until the last day I was leaving after 1 year. But now about half of them are for cigarettes, right? You know, everything is available now much more. It's always been there. There's always been drunkards. There's always been meat eaters. There's always been prostitution. But it wasn't so everybody. But now it's everybody. It's considered important. And people are really crazy. I was just in Africa, and a devotee happened to be on the same flight with me. He said some of the Indians he works with in Africa, they're eating all kinds of meat, they're doing everything. But he said, when I get back to India, I'll go to the Ganga and I'll wash everything off. You know, such a mentality. So they have some idea of how powerful the Ganga is, but if you purposely sin thinking that Krishna will wash it off, it doesn't work. It has a worse effect then. If you just realize I've been a sinner and stupid fool sinner, and then you try to, then it'll work. But then you have to stop sinning. If we're trying to purify with the intention of carrying on our nonsense, then it's not going to work. Krishna knows. So we have this most valuable treasure in so many forms: Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, the temple, prasadam. And any of these things, if we just think of how can I participate in the distribution of these things, even dressing the deities is doing that also, cleaning up the temple. All our activities are meant for, you know, supporting the distribution of the books and the holy name and the prasada and bringing more and more people to the temple. So no one is not important, no one is insignificant. But we want to realize that whatever we're doing, yeah, this is what we want. We want to see more and more people chanting. It's going on all over the world that more and more people are chanting. But it doesn't mean we can sit back and think, well, there's enough devotees now. Barely touched, you know, the world's population. It's increasing very fast, and being bombarded and brainwashed all their life with, you know, propaganda that they can enjoy. In Africa, the way they advertise beer, one beer, it says greatness, experience greatness. And they show beautiful young men or doing some very far out thing and, you know, and greatness. Another one is called Ultimate. The name is something else, but it says Ultimate. One says, reward yourself. You deserve it. You've done great things. Now you can drink this beer. So children are seeing that their whole life, you know, and they're just waiting. Boy, when I can drink beer, then I'm going to be great and achieve the ultimate, you know. But how much are we advertising? You know, how many signboards, except, you know, but Harinam and book distribution is very powerful advertising. It makes people wake up. It makes people want to know what's going on. People join in. People get so much benefit. So please carry on. Keep doing it. You know, we'll see more and more and more. This temple just expanded unlimitedly in the backside there. And the bookshop became how many times bigger now than that one? 20 times maybe. Huh? 1 lakh every day is like 10,000. Yeah. Saturday's 50,000. Pretty good. And so many get books, everybody gets the holy name. That's what I find very, very wonderful here, that all evening, all afternoon, there's that beautiful kirtan. So that's why people like it so much. They love the beautiful deities and they love to pray, but there's a lot of temples that maybe not quite so opulent beauty, but they don't have that beautiful kirtan going all in there. And the kirtan full of bhakti, the kirtan, the energy of the preaching, people preaching, people wanting them to have books, wanting them to take, you know, giving them prasad. And there's room for many more people to come. So I'm glad I came. I don't get to come here very often. Somehow or other, I go to all kinds of places that are struggling to develop. But this place struggled for many years also. The devotees that were first here, first they thought Prabhupada is crazy. They want to build a temple out here. But he knew that he had the vision. Krishna gave it to him. And they were struggling. They didn't know what they were going to eat day to day. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.